Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us that when we are making dua, we also include the ummah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against oppressors. Well, dear viewers and listeners out there, we are going to be talking about something which is central to our Islam, something that we must strive to live in accordance to, and that is the glorious Quran, which is a book by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kalam, His words. And though there are many historical facts, many scientific facts contained in the glorious Quran, but essentially, it is a book of hidayah, a book of guidance, guidance for the believers. And so we'll focus on this for today, inshallah ta'ala. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. How about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. Time is fast. Life is short. What matters is not how long you live. It's how you live. So how am I living? Am I living my life within the boundaries of the Sharia, the teachings of Al-Quran, the blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect lifestyle, the sunnah? Or am I submitting to my desires and to the will and fancies and whims of societal pressures? We have the choice, the right way or the wrong way, but there are consequences. We need to think, we need to become smart, intelligent, wise, plan and prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation on the Day of Judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many wonderful blessings for reciting salawat, durood e pak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful master, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every single day, we must make it part of our routine for our own benefit to recite large amounts of salawat, durood e pak, istighfar, dhikrullah, be punctual with the salas. It's mentioned that the one who recites salawat 1,000 times daily, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said that this person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Let's watch a beautiful kalam and we'll continue with this discussion. The Quran is guidance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. You can find more like this on YouTube by visiting Dawood Islami's official page called Naat Production. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are certainly vast virtues of the Holy Quran that's beyond the grasp of human minds. This divine speech is unparalleled in its eloquence, its beauty, its powerful style, which resonates with the nature of man. A brimming source of guidance, mercy, and blessings. Its composition is a confluence of wisdom and wonder. Its richness delights the reader time and time and again. No matter how many times you may read, you may listen, subhanAllah sawajal, its sanctity is such that looking at it, touching it, reciting it, listening to it are all acts of ibadah, acts of worship, subhanAllah sawajal. And more so in the glorious month of Ramadan, where a person who does a nafil act gets the reward of a fard, and doing a fard that is multiplied by 70 fara'id. Allahu Akbar. This is the season, this is the time to truly invest in good deeds. For 11 months, many of us, we just don't live our lives, don't really worry about the Quran. How many of us, for 11 months, that Quran Sharif is on the top shelf and not even touched once. And then Ramadan comes, if I'm fortunate, I'll open it and read something. And after Ramadan, we need to reconnect, my dear viewers and listeners, we need to reconnect with the glorious Quran. I imagine this, that it's a book of guidance to guide us, to teach us, to empower us. And yet I'm neglecting that. I'm neglecting the guidance. How many people out there, how many Muslims out there are unable to recite the glorious Quran in its original form, the Arabic? They just rely on translations or transliterations, which have so many mistakes. So we need to decide. I can study everything else. I can work hard towards a certain degree, put in so many extra hours, but I can't take out some time to read the Quran, learn the Quran, tajweed, makharij. That's a travesty. And that person is truly unfortunate if only they realize. You know, there was this one Imam Saab and a well-to-do family. They asked him if they can please visit their home, and he would visit different homes, even the poor, the needy, to assist them, to advise them. So this well-to-do family said, "Mawlana Saab, please come for a meal to our home." He goes to the house and they said, "Mawlana Saab, you please go into the dining room." They took him to the dining room, they made him sit. Then all of them exited to get everything ready, get the dishes, I mean the utensils and the food stuffs, whatever it is. And he noticed that there were many other guests as well. So he noticed a stack of money that was just in the open. And he took it. They had their meal. He made dua. He goes away. And then one of the family members say that, there was a stack of money here in this room, the dining room. It's missing. Subhanallah. And they said, who could it be? Imam Saab was alone there, but we can't speculate. I mean, that's not right. So they left it. A week passes by. And once again, the person said, "I need that money. Anybody knows where it is? Please just at least ask Imam Saab that if he's seen the money." Subhanallah. And so they phone the Imam Saab. When they ask the Imam Saab, he starts to cry. And the person says, "Please forgive me. Please don't cry. I don't mean to accuse you of anything. But, have you seen it?" Imam Saab said, "I'm not crying because I think you're accusing me. I'm crying because of the reality of what's in your home." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I saw that money and I thought maybe somebody will just, take it or it will get mislaid. I saw there was a shelf there. In the shelf was a Qur'an Pak. I put it there by the Qur'an Sharif and thought that, you know, you'll recite regularly. So when you'll go to recite the Qur'an Pak, you will see the money. But means this last week or so, nobody has touched that Qur'an. Dear viewers and listeners, can that apply to you and I? If something like that were to happen, will it apply to us that the Qur'an is there? It should be on a platform, on a high shelf, yes, out of respect, absolutely. But does it apply to us that we don't ever touch the Qur'an? Well, today it's made so convenient for us that on our phones, on our tablets, the Qur'an is there. But you know, the physical copy is something else. Like they say, when you're reading a book, there's a different mazah, there's a different enjoyment when you have a hard copy, a physical book in front of you as compared to a digital copy. That book is not any kind of book. It is Kalam Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That book is a book of hidayah, guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Bani Israel, verse 9, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم. Translation from Ganjul Iman. Indeed, this Quran shows that path the most straight. The path which is the most straight. In Surah An-Nahl, verse 89. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and we have sent down this Qur'an upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance, and a mercy, and glad tidings to the Muslims. Surah Ali Imran, verse 138 says, this is the declaration for the people, and a guidance, and a counsel, for the pious. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullah alayhi says that the ordinary blessings of the Holy Quran is for ordinary people. The clear mention of everything, but special blessing is for special people to guide them to the right path. But if I'm not reading, how can I receive the guidance? If I am reading, but I don't understand, how can I receive the guidance? Kanzul Iman translation in English is available today. Soft copy, hard copy is available. In fact, His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islam, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great saint and scholar of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us to reconnect with Al-Quran every single day. He says, start with 3 verses. How long will 3 verses take? Huh? Under 5 minutes. But go over the translation from Kanzul Iman. English is also available. Go over the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. Hard copy, soft copy, that's also available, done by the great scholar Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Allah Azza wa Jal increase his status. The material is there, it's available. It's you and I who need to take out some time. And we can do it. If we can spend 1, 2, 3 hours on social media, on the internet, or hanging around with friends, surely we can take out some time to study, to learn, and to read the Quran. 3 verses won't take us too much of time. And if you're going over the translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, you will be understanding it in its proper context. Make an intention. Not only Ramadan, even out of Ramadan, make an intention every day. 3 verses. Start with that. And then gradually you increase. 4, 5, 6, 12. The more you recite, the more reward there is. Because this is one book, just by looking at the letters, by looking at the words of Al-Quran, you get reward. Touching Al-Quran, you get reward. reading, listening, you get reward. Subhanallah. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushil Kusha Karamullah Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, has said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, soon a conflict will arise. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the way to stay safe from it? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which contains the news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. The Quran is decision making and it's not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy him. And the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wise remembrance. It is the straight path. Quran is the book by virtue of which blessings, desires do not get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent, which do not get old if recited again and again, whose wonders do not come to an end. The Quran is the book that when jinns heard, they could not help saying that we have heard the strange Quran which guides towards goodness, so we have placed our faith in it. The one who accepts the Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will receive reward. The one who makes decisions in accordance with it will be the one who does justice. And the one who calls towards it, so definitely he has called towards the straight path. So how much does the Quran feature in my life? If somebody asks me, what's the best book? What's the most beloved book to you? I may say, the Quran, of course. But how connected am I to it? I will know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What is my connection? My connection, my signal, is it strong or weak? With the glorious Quran. So dear viewers and listeners, ask yourself these questions. What is my connection to the glorious Quran? Don't look this side and that side, he and she. No, me. What's my connection? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance? Reading the Quran is also remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performance of salah, that's also remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, obeying His commands. Subhanallah. How much of reward there is. For one letter, there's 10 rewards. One letter. Alif, Lam, Mim, 30 rewards. Can you imagine? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, He can reward more than that too. Nobody can stop Him. How many lessons we derive, how many past nations, previous nations like Aad and Thamud, Bani Israel, that they had done wrong things, they received punishment. We derive many lessons, and that is there to guide us also, that if you and I, we engage in wrongdoing, in sinful activities, there's a price to pay. Obey the rules, obey the price. So think about it. When am I going to reconnect? We'll see. Ramadan or next Ramadan. You know, when I'm ready. When? When are you going to be ready? Now is the time. We don't know tomorrow if I'm going to be alive or not. What a trick of shaitan, imagine. They say procrastination is the thief of time. And here we go. The real thief, shaitan, he influences us to procrastinate. Tomorrow, we'll see when I'm ready. Subhanallah. The wise, smart and intelligent person immediately will recognize this trick of shaitan and will break free. Do yourself a favor. You know, when you're traveling to work, madrasa, jami'a, uni, college, read the Quran, read whatever you memorized of the glorious Quran, or put the Quran Sharif on. It's available today. From your device, put your Bluetooth on, listen to the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Make good intentions for listening. How much of reward you will get? You can keep yourself busy as well. Instead of just listening to any radio station, put the Quran Pak on. Put some kalam on. Today we have people, joggers, they like jogging. We have to keep fit as well. But they have their earphones, their hands free, and they're busy listening to music. That's a motivation for them. It's a sin, of course. But if you remove that, then they don't receive that proper motivation. We substitute it. Put the Quran Sharif on, listen to it. Put some kalam on, Naat Sharif, Mankabat, Munajat, Hamd. We have so many alternatives. And parents out there, or madrasa teachers out there, listen to this. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best person amongst you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others. Parents in particular. Doesn't mean I need to become a madrasa teacher now, I need to become a qadi sahab now, start the Hibs Academy. You have children? Do you have grandchildren? Nieces and nephews? Teach them. Of course, you have to learn first. And that's why Dawud Islami is there to help you. With online classes, on-site, face-to-face classes, courses that are available to study the glorious Quran, to recite with the proper pronunciations of Tajweed and Makharij, doing Hivs also, even online, Nazara, Madani Qaida. That's the starting point, Madani Qaida. If you can perfect Madani Qaida, inshallah ta'ala, you'll be able to recite the glorious Quran properly, how it's supposed to be recited. So that's the first step. Empower yourself. Dawud Islam is there to help empower you. And then take it to the next step. Think about this. If you as a parent, or as a grandparent, if you teach your child Suratul Fatiha, I'm talking about properly with Tajweed and Makharij. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Every letter. Qareeb al-Sawt, differentiating between those letters that sound somewhat similar. They will read Suratul Fatiha for the rest of their lives. They have to read in the Salah. How many salahs, how many rakats, how many times Suratul Fatiha they're going to be reciting? And if you taught them, or if you helped to refine the Tajweed and Makharij, inshallah ta'ala, that thawab is all coming to you. And if you influence them to train the next generation to teach others, Allah, we can't imagine how many rewards are there. Surah Falak, Surah Nas, Surah Ikhlas. For the last 10 surahs of the glorious Quran. In your homes you can do it. And this can become a form of recurring reward for you as well. So, first we have to learn. First we have to empower ourselves. Once we do that, then we move to the next stage. And don't forget to also go over the translation every day, 3 verses minimum. Start. Make a start. You'll be amazed what you learn. Commentary, Miftahul Ihsan, translation, Kanzul Iman. You'll be really amazed what you learn, how you'll receive inspiration, motivation, guidance as well. Subhanallah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, who amongst you likes to go to the valleys of Buthan or Aqiq every day in the morning and return with two camels, with big humps, without committing any sin and breaking of any relation? We humbly replied that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of us would love to do that. So it was said, so why doesn't anyone amongst you go to the masjid in the morning and learn or recite two verses of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? As it is better for you than two camels, and three verses are better for you than three camels, and four ayat are better than four camels. And the more verses you learn or recite are better than more camels. Immense rewards are there if only we take it seriously. Because I can't see those 10 rewards for every letter. If somebody told me, or if somebody told us, if you recite one verse of the Holy Quran for every letter, I'll give you 1,000 rand. And let's say this, 10 letters there, it will take me a few seconds, 10,000 rand. That might be for many of us a greater motivation because I can see the money. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that we must read the Quran, reconnect to the Quran. That for every letter, there's a reward. If my focus is on the afterlife, I will take this seriously. I won't just live my life anyhow. I won't just submit to my desires and the whims and fancies of societal pressures. I will make sure I need to be, preparing for my journey. We come from Alam Arwah, the world of the souls, that dimension into Alam Dunya, Darul Asbab, it's the world of means. This is another dimension. From this dimension, we move to another realm, Alam Barzakh, the barrier between this world and the afterlife, and from there, resurrection. So we hear this, we are on a journey. This journey is very short. Very soon, this journey will come to an end. It's called Al-Maut, it's called death. We need to be the better person and prepare the provisions for the next leg of the journey. That is the person who is smart and wise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So the glorious Quran is a book of hidayah, a book of guidance for the believers, for the Muslims. If I want that guidance, I have to read it. I have to understand it. And in the month of Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Sharif, any person can complete the whole Quran. I'm not talking about Taraweeh Salah. Yes, Islamic sisters can perform their Taraweeh in their homes. I'm talking about, have a plan of action. Take for example, one juz, one para consists of four quarters. One quarter is approximately 7 pages, which means 28 pages for the para, the juz. If we make it, let's say 30 pages. So 30 divided by 5 is 6 pages, meaning after every fard salah, take out some time and read 6 pages. 6 times 5 is 30 pages. You'll be able to complete that one para for the day. If you do this every single day, subhanallah, by the end, inshallah al-kareem, you will have finished the whole Quran. But it is necessary to recite the Quran properly, with the rules of tajweed, with the proper pronunciations, makharij, That is essential. That is necessary, especially in salah. Because the recitation of the glorious Quran in salah is fard. It is one of the fard acts of salah. And if the fard is missing because I'm not reciting properly, it's going to adversely affect my salah. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In Miratul Manajih, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the noble Quran very slowly and clearly. Every word he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited was apparent. The letters Dad, Dha, Dhal, Za, Ain, Ha in every word were distinct. The words he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited were not mixed with each other. We should also recite the noble Quran in the same way. Instead of trying to merely recite it in huge quantities, we should try to recite it correctly, even if it be in small quantities. A good Qari is one who fears Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Ta'us rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about which person has the best voice and recital when reciting the noble Quran. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one whom, when you hear him the reciting the noble Quran, you feel that he fears Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. There's always something to learn at every turn in this fragrant, beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islam. If you have not joined us yet, what are you waiting for? Don't allow shaitan directly or through others, even on social media, to distract you, to divert your attention away from empowering yourself with authentic Islamic knowledge, which Dawat Islami offers. There are so many facilities that are available to empower us with authentic knowledge. The weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima, the Qafilas which travel every month, 3 days minimum in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The weekly booklet, audio book is also available. The monthly Fizan-e Madina magazine, the pious deeds, nek a'mal, which is filled out every single day. The courses, the classes that are available online, face-to-face, on-site. There's so many activities available for us, for Islamic sisters, for Islamic brothers, for our students, for kids, teens. Take advantage of these things to help us grow, to help our spirituality become stronger, our iman to get boosted. Take advantage. And Ramadan is the ideal time to break bad habits and to become more practical, to become a really practicing Muslim. One of the things that we need to do is reconnect with the Holy Quran for our own benefit. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Try to be punctual with the salahs. Because what you learn of the glorious Quran, you're going to read in your salah as well. Maybe not everything. Normally people choose what is more simple, what is easier for them. But in Ramadan and out of Ramadan, be habitual with the recitation of the glorious Quran. For men folk that are going to the masjid, keep a track of how long it takes you to get there. Why? Then you can estimate, okay, from my home to the masjid or from my work to the masjid, it's going to take me about so many minutes. I can read at least 100 Durood Sharifs there. I can read at least 100 Istighfar or Dhikrullah or some Wazifa I can read there. Or I can read maybe one page of the Quran or listen to one page of the Quran. The more, the better for us. So this is how we can keep ourselves active and busy. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises us that every day minimum try to walk 45 minutes Islamic sisters in the comfort of their homes can select an area or the passage. First 15 minutes brisk walk where you need to break out a sweat. Next 15, you're normal at your normal pace, and the last 15 at a brisk walk again. Believe me, you'll feel so nice because you're doing something productive. And whilst you're doing that, 45 minutes, whilst you're doing that, read what you remember of the Holy Quran, recite the kalam, put your earpiece or your hands free, your earphones, read, listen to the Quran Pak, listen to different kalams, put the audio book on, recite salawat, istighfar, dhikrullah. So you are benefiting physically and spiritually as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Ramadan is the time to do maximum investment. Maximum investment. Give sadaqat and charity according to your financial capacity. As-sadaqatu raddul bala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that charity diverts calamity. If a calamity is coming towards you, maybe theft, robbery, some medical problem, hijacking, Allah protect us and our families. These are calamities. But charity diverts the calamity elsewhere. Don't waste your day. Some people say, Ramadan time, I get bored, you know, so I rather just sleep. Well, sleeping of a fasting person, they still get reward. But there's so many other things you can do, so many productive things, so many wonderful things that are available for us. Cut down the usage of your phone and tablet. Cut down usage or viewing social media. It is time consuming. Reconnect to the Holy Quran. Read a blessed hadith for the day. Study a sunnah for the day and try to implement. If you want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then we have to apply. We learnt, alhamdulillah. But with good intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must apply. Then I will gain the benefit of it, inshallah. And if I want more rewards, transfer that ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge to others, starting in your homes. Don't neglect your homes. Tarbiyah, nurturing, training is ongoing. Ongoing. Where you can, help the less fortunate. Help the orphans. Help those who are suffering from poverty. Provide an iftari. Provide a meal for a person who is homeless or doesn't have no food. If you can, buy new clothes for poor Muslims, for them, for their children. You know, do you know how happy they will be when they make dua for you? Subhanallah. Allah. But you know, try to do extra good. Because any time we are going to leave this world, and then it's just going to our graves with our good deeds, with our bad deeds as well. So display good conduct with your parents, your siblings, your children, your spouse, your family members, and others as well. And enjoy your Ramadan. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.